I wrote this episode at the end of 2020, the world patiently, perhaps anxiously, waiting for a start of a new year and the hope for peace. Peace in our daily life, peace felt from within as we navigate all of the change and uncertainty that is still upon us. And the hope that with a new calendar, new world leaders, new promises, that despite what we all have had to live with, that we can find and feel peace, unresounding and unshakable. Peace that is ever present. This is possible. It is what you live when you understand where your peace originates. I wanted to offer you something most timely for the uncertainty and fear that exist should you forget. One of the teachings that I hope you will glean from this episode is to look within for what peace is already a certain reminder of you. Please enjoy this prose and the experiential technique that I hope you will enjoy, that will bring your inner peace to you. The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred and practical wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power. Living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally begin the journey inward, recognizing their authentic self, their capacity for being love, and choosing to live as their highest self. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight that will show you how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices for living an infinite potential. My goal and highest intention in sharing this podcast is for you to heal, to feel wholeness, and to know that you are deserving and worthy and of great love, and to be this love in the world and for the rest of your life. Join me for consciously inspired truth and new thought paradigms for living an infinitely abundant and love-filled life here and now. Here's a question for you. From where do you derive peace? There are many examples of why we need more peace in the world. Peace between countries and across nations. Peace within our homeland, in our communities, and peace with the people that we see and interact with daily. And of course, peace with our loved ones. What is needed for all of this to exist is peace in and of your heart, to be the greatest expression of what you are. You find peace in your heart. You find peace in your heart so that you can walk in peace regardless of what others may say or do. Here is a thought. The world is changing for the better. If you believe this, then you will see this each time you look into the world and as you witness others. as you read and watch the news, and as you find what is positive. From a state of peace, you become a voice for inciting positive change and for kindness. You find your state of peace first within you, and then as you walk the planet in ways that illuminate peaceful measures, kind action, words of care, and presence of this moment for what this moment may offer and for what you demonstrate. Peace originates within you, within each one of us. What if I suggested that peace is your inherent and natural state? It is from where you make your best decisions. It is from where you hold a plan that is rooted in the certainty of your truth. A state of peace is from where you may easily do the right thing, to live in the most honorable and incredible way, to always seek more in the context of following a path of what your heart desires, and for being willing to do this for yourself, and for being willing to live in the beauty of life adorned by your peaceful presence. It is in what you do for yourself that allows you to exist in peace and to not be easily stirred or roused out of this state. More is to signify the natural evolution of the self, of the experiences of peace-filled action that sets a course for how you can live. In peace, you witness the beauty of life that exists in the most simple and insignificant of substance. Your inner peace is how you resonate with the precious nature of all of life, and the ability to experience yourself in oneness with what you notice as you hold presence and appreciation of all of life's wonders. Each one of us yearns to feel peace in all of what we do, and in our physical search as we scroll social media, in obtaining material possessions, and in setting and achieving goals. Yet what you seek must be felt in your heart, of your true wisdom, of your certain knowing. Because more is not only what you obtain, it is what you become. Find your peace in the stillness and space of your heart. Find it in the certainty of love that fills you with much wisdom and abundance. Find peace in the gratifying words that you speak unto yourself, which hold the path for clarity, wisdom, knowledge, understanding of the light and wonder that is of your heart, of the peace that finds and follows you deep within yourself. We marvel at the world we see with our eyes. Marvel at the world within yourself, and for the endless and epic peace that fills your life, that fills your whole being, that is directed by your free will choice to boldly decide that life is both what you manifest through conscious choice and desire, and the certain knowing, the discovery of peace as already within you, already what is waiting for you in its complete expression. If peace is something that you wish to feel far more of in the world and in your life, First, feel the peace that exists of your heart. As you open to it, to love. As you live of your heart's desire, as you witness the innocence, the pure nature of your heart in love with you, in a state of love and peace, and the certain knowing that everything in its perfect wonder and grace, everything in its perfect form, everything holds peace. Find it first within yourself. Go within to feel it in the moments of certain joy and knowing and pleasure that arise for you out of the blissful wonder, the miracle of what you are, the witnessing of peace felt herein and of your soul for eternity. I think it's important to demonstrate this, to show you how to feel peace from within. It can be as simple as placing one or both hands onto your heart center. This is your Anjali Mudra. And remain present as you take deep breaths, as you allow your breath the space to hold with great attention what you notice. Do this with me for a few moments now. Just notice. Follow your breath's movement. Let it guide you into yourself. Deeper still. And into the abyss of pure calm. And of inner light. Follow your breath deeper still. Find your source of inner calm. Find it in the ways that you hold deep mystery for something that is so very precious and profound. That is of your own, that is the perfect blessing of what makes you whole, nourished, and unto yourself complete. Find this place within you where peace exists. Your calm is like the calm in the depths of the ocean floor, when at the surface there may be turbulence and high waves. Your calm is the depth of your being, the center, the nucleus of your peace. Consider the place in your body where this peace exists eternally. Then, when you need to feel peace, you feel comforted in the safety and presence of your wondrous inner being, your innermost dwelling space, and of what allows you to feel pure and affirming inner peace. And its pairing of gentle self-love. You are the love of your heart. You are peace eternal. Each time that you wish to feel peace, take conscious breaths. First, return to the present moment. Let your breath guide you into the depths of your being, to feel peace as the infinite source of what you are, as light, as comfort, as your pure existence. When you are ready, begin to resurface, to rise from the depths of your inner being, to continue to feel at peace within yourself as what you are so beautifully and as what you live. It is in remembering that peace is always present within you that you will find it here within yourself, and then to feel it as a calm and soothing presence, regardless of what is happening in your life and all around you. Feel peace as you hold presence with each breath, allowing the flow of peace to be here in every moment. If you are someone that practices meditation, or if you would like to experience meditation together with me, I invite you to join me. This meditation, titled Peace Unto Me, can be found using the link in the description. I encourage you to have a listen. It's so very easy to follow. As well, you now have a sacred practice that you may wish to use often to go within for the experience of true inner peace. There is nothing that you need to do, only to allow your breath like a homing device to bring you deep within yourself into the comfort of what you are, into the vast and expansive state of your inner peace. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com. where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the wisdom archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being and to nourish and heal your life. Plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.